Yeah, we're live, we're live, we're live, we're live. Hi, hey, my beautiful people, welcome back to yet another amazing episode, one of your favorite podcasts with one of your absolute favorite hosts, Breaking Barriers with your girl, Sammy. We are back on the pod and we are filming. We are having a good time. We are in the bedroom because your girl doesn't have a studio yet, but we'll see what's to come in 2023. Anyways, my beautiful humans, this is the second to last episode of season two, but also of 2022. I love this podcast so freaking much. And to be honest, I feel like I've kind of been like a little bit repetitive with like my conversations, but at the same time, not. I've loved the conversations that I've had on this podcast and just the reflections that I'm able to look back on and just having that sense of just growth throughout the entire experience of me being a podcaster, me dwelling or just like diving into, tapping into, getting more into my creative, using my voice to express my opinions and break those barriers. That's the reason why this podcast is called Breaking Barriers, because I feel as if a lot of people, well, of course, like now, a lot of people have been more expressive about their feelings, about like mental health and everything that's been going on in the world. But I just want to just be able to have my platform and that this is needed for someone. Someone needs to hear my voice, the opinions that have been stated on this podcast, the guests that I've had, and just the structure that I have built for this podcast within my first year of building. Like, it's so insane that next December will be my 2 year anniversary. And I just thank Allah, and I thank myself, and I thank my audience, I thank my friends and my family for the constant support that has just been surrounded and just have been like giving me the chance to build whatever I am building here. I just know that next year, Breaking Barriers or BB is just going to be even bigger than what it is now. I love recording from my bed. I love recording from different places like the gym or just different environments. It gives like a sense of, I don't know, I feel like I'm just bringing the people with me, like setting the tone, painting a picture for the people that are listening to the podcast, and now we have a visual effect. So let's get into it. I want to talk about not having or not feeling the pressure of like doing what the F I want to do from society. And basically, Breaking Barriers is all about breaking societal barriers amongst the communities of millennials and also just within my generation and growing up within like social media and just all types of just barriers that we have had placed upon this generation, especially within the Black community. So I'm so happy that I'm able to advocate for the Black community, being a minority, also being a young Black entrepreneur. That is also something that I have loved sharing and using my voice for, and not having the pressure or not feeling the pressure of doing what I want to do and pursuing what I want, especially going into the new year and having new goals, having a new mindset, and just having a straightforward, or not even straightforward, because things change, life happens, shit happens. So, yeah. Not just having the pressure of going by what other people say and just doing what I want to do in the sense of, I don't, like, I'm really drawing a blank right now. Doing what I want to do in the sense of just following my path, following what God has for me, speaking my truth, and just genuinely doing things for me, being comfortable with it, for being comfortable doing the things for me and not having the pressure of others, of outside opinions, of my own opinions, like bad negative opinions of myself, like we are blocking all of those out. So I honestly don't know where this came from. I think I was watching a YouTube video or I was listening to a podcast probably a couple weeks ago, and this girl was talking about having the pressure from herself and from her significant other to execute and to just overall do so many things for other people, but not focusing on things for herself. And that really resonated with me, especially within the new year coming and it literally being the last couple of days of December. Like, it's December 20th right now. Christmas is in 5 days. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I've been doing a lot of holiday things. If you haven't checked out my FOMIS videos, I have been doing them every single day since December 1st. Go check them out. I have about 15 videos up on my channel right now. I was a week behind, but you know, who cares? I'm still posting. I'm still consistent with it, and I love it. Go check it out. I've been doing a lot of fun things with my family, with my friends, with myself. Just honestly, just being and honestly having the creative outlet to just be free. But she was saying that she was feeling pressured from other people and herself deep down, like her ego or her the one devil on her shoulder was telling her, like, do other things that wasn't really fueling her, wasn't really filling her cup, wasn't really giving her the admiration that she was feeling when creating any kind of content she was doing or pursuing any type of business that she was wanting to do. And that really resonated with me because you guys know I have my business Seamless. I love her immensely. She's going to grow so much in 2023. She's my baby. BB is my baby as well, but Seamless is the first business venture that I actually tapped into and just overall loved starting. It's a little hard, but going into that, y'all know I have Seamless and I've been working on her for honestly over like a year and a half, almost 2 years come April, and she's been a struggle, but I have not allowed a lot of pressures and a lot of people from not even like my inside, like friend group or family, like affect whatever is going on within that business, because I am still striving and working towards that business every single day to make it better, to figure out new strategies, to figure out new products that I'm coming out with, to figure out even just having the money or the funds, because this year alone was probably the hardest for a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself. But if it hasn't been, congratulations, I'm super happy for you. But I feel like if I didn't have that pressure or that struggle, quote unquote struggle, within having my business, because it is still new, it is still fresh, like I'm still building it, like I didn't expect it to be like, okay, I launched it, boom, it's gonna be like an overnight success. Happy for the people that it has been, but I'm actually pretty happy for the success that I have had and the growth that and the recognition that Seamless has had over the year that I have built it and launched it. And I'm just excited for what's to come for Seamless and not allowing the pressures of other people telling me what to do with it or nagging about it or just, you know, pushing me towards something that I've built, that I've created. And of course, yeah, like constructive criticism is good, but I don't need the pressures of outside people, of outside opinions or outside negative connotations about my business, about something that I am building, about something that I have strived and that I have worked towards building something for me to present to other people for the positive repercussions to come back. You know, like it doesn't really help in in a situation when outside opinions or negative connotations within a business or a new venture that you want to explore. Like, it really doesn't help when pressure is placed when you're working towards something great. I understand pressure makes diamonds, but when it comes from a negative outlook, or when people say, I don't mean to offend you, or not in a bad way, or but it just doesn't work out that way. And I'm trying to, one thing that I am wanting to work towards in 2023 is cutting out the word but when I am saying sentences, because it's giving me the opportunity to say something or to flip that situation into something that is very opposite of what I was saying. Like, say if I walk up to a girl and be like, oh my gosh, girl, like for me and girls, I love your skirt, but no. I don't want to say but in certain situations because I don't want to give myself or the other person the opportunity to say something bad and for them to feel bad, or yeah. Even when it is constructive criticism. And yes, constructive criticism is good, but, and I want to be able to accept that and to allow constructive criticism to come into my life and be a part of my life in a way to where it's not, and for me to receive it in a way to where it's not gonna like put me down bad, you know, or have me down bad. So yeah, I'm cutting out but in between sentences because majority of the times it's not necessary. It's really not necessary because if you have already stated your opinion, what else is there to say? Period. Like, what else is there to say, you know? So, going back to Seamless and starting my own business and everything and having that venture and process of going through being a business owner, being a young business owner, and just trying new things that spark joy, I never want to feel pressured into doing something that I don't want to do, but I want to be pressured in a good way for me to do something that I actually want to do, that I actually want to pursue. But you know what? I'm not even gonna say feel pressured to do something that I want to do, because I never want to be pressured to do something that I want to do. You know, I want to authentically feel the joy and make that decision on my own to do something that I want to do, to spark that joy, to, you know, spark that curiosity that I have been, you know, exploring. So yeah, that's definitely something that I feel as if society should definitely work on. And it's definitely something that is like, think before you speak and think before you do. Think before you add pressure into someone's life. And yeah, even when it's your close friend, no matter if it's your sister, your mom, your aunt, your niece, or whatever, think about what you are saying and think about what you are doing to a person before you do or speak it. Because you never know what the repercussions are on their end and your end as well. Like, that, you know how they say it's a two-way street? Yeah, you're gonna feel however I'm feeling. So that's just what I've been feeling lately. And going back to the podcast that I was listening to, it really just resonated with me because I feel like I had some type of connection with her. Because she was like, every time I mention like a new idea or I can't think of it, but she was basically saying that anytime that she thinks of a new idea and she speaks it with it amongst her team or amongst someone that's outside of her team, it was always like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have told that certain person what I was planning on doing, because they are that type of person that is, you know, that applies pressure, but not in the best way possible. So, and there's definitely people in my life that apply pressure in not the best way possible, and no names are going to be spoken, but, you know, still there's love there. But I just know not to say certain things around said person, because I know that for my mental, that for my being, that for my business, and for the capacity that I have been building my business at, just doesn't need to be a part of their life. And I always say, and I like praise this, let them see what you are doing from the outside. Let them see how you are growing from the outside, because you didn't allow their negative opinions, their negative pressure to affect how you are growing, how you are building yourself and your business and your ventures and your happiness and your mental all around. Never let them see, but never let their negative opinions or negative connotations or negative pressure affect your growth. Because they're going to see, and then they always come back around. They do. They always come back around, baby. So they're going to be there. The haters going to hate. They're just going to be there living, dwelling in the life that they want to live. And they are always going to come back when you're making the most money that you've ever made, when you are in your most lucrative quarter of your life, lucrative year of your life. They're always going to come back and be like, oh, hey. And I'm going to be like, hey, because I'm not rude. I'm going to say hey back. I'm going to be like, hey, but it's going to be a little dry because, yeah. You see me doing great, right? Oh, think about what you said a while back about my businesses. And now you want to come back because you see that I'm doing great? No, go find someone else to do it, okay? Get somebody else to do it. I love that. But yes, I just genuinely love the fact that the person that I have become, the person that I have grown into, is not allowing the negative pressures, negative energy, negative connotations, negative comments, negative energy in the world around me affect me. Like, you're not even in my bubble. You're not even in my little zone. So get that out of my face. Step away. Go find somebody else that resonates with your energy. That's all I gotta say. So we don't need any other pressures that are affecting us, especially this time of year, because the holiday season is stressful, okay? Even though I do not celebrate Christmas, and honestly, thank God I don't have that stress, because the amount of people that I have in my family, do you know how much money, how many gifts, how much, like, stuff that I would have to get? Like, if you're watching on video, like, my face is literally like, what? I can't even imagine. Like, I literally have 23 nieces and nephews. Do you know how many gifts that is? Plus their parents, plus their significant others, plus, and plus, and plus, and plus. Then I got cousins, then I got aunties, then I got uncles, then I got, nope, 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 nope. Thank you, Allah. I just, you know, I love the holiday spirit. You get my energy, you get my love, but no gifts, baby. Okay? I love to accept gifts. I love getting gifts I love getting holiday gifts as a beautiful Muslim woman. But me giving, unless I'm like a part of a Secret Santa, which I was. Go watch the video if you haven't seen it. That's the only thing that I'm gonna do. But contributing every single gift, no. Every single person, that's $1 million right there for my entire family. So you're just gonna get love. But yes, the holiday season is definitely stressful. It's definitely like the most lucrative time of year for the holiday season for creators, for business people, for small business owners as well, which is amazing. Go support Seamless by Sammy, please. I will love you forever and ever. We have some fun things coming for Seamless. And yeah, I'm not allowing the pressure of whatever's to come, like, affect me, because I know great things are coming. I know, I just have a beautiful feeling that 2023 is about to be the healthiest, the wealthiest, the lucrative, the most lucrative, the most balanced, the most, you know, shifting, the most life-changing year of my life. And then some. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. I've been doing this for the last, like, 6 months, like, speaking good things into my life. And let me just say, elevation is real. Even in the smallest doses, elevation is real. And honestly, it comes from me not allowing the pressure from my own self, from others, like I have been saying, affect me. Because I am accepting nothing but peace, prosperity, beautiful emotions, great energy, flourished, flowing, affirming, manifesting, growth, elevation feelings into my life. Because if you feel good on the inside, you look good and feel good on the outside. So just do good things for yourself. Don't ever allow outside pressures to affect you in ways that others would, like, knock you down. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Why would you allow somebody to knock you down? What? Like, explain that to me. Why would you allow somebody to do that? Why would you allow yourself to knock yourself down? Like, come on. Pick yourself back up, girl. Put your head up high. Lift your chin. Put a smile on your face. Because it's hard out here. And I know mental health plays a strong role in this life. So coming from your girl, Sammy, just know I am here for you. I love you. Reach out to your people. You are doing great. Better days are coming. Tomorrow will be better. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let the negative energy go. Breathe in positive energy. Bring in positive affirmations, balance, love, prosperity, peace, wellness, balance, all of that goodness into your life. Because that's what I have, and I'm sharing that energy with you. Because mental health is nothing to play with. And it is strong. It is strong. One day you'll see somebody smiling. The next day they could be gone. And it's crazy at how that affects so many people in this world. And that's why I am doing this episode on pressure. Because it plays such a huge role amongst mental health when it comes from outside opinions. Or even just opinions within your own self. Like, I keep repeating that because it's so major. And I have experienced it myself. Like, me saying, like, negative things about myself a long time ago. Because your girl changed. And of course, there are going to be days, but I just strongly say, I am here for you. Reach out to your people. I love you. I love you. I love you. And if you need any, like, anything, if you are having that little mind, like, little thought in your mind, oh, I'm thinking about this said person, call them, text them, spend time with your family, and just like, be, like, hug people, just being in someone's presence. Like, even if you aren't that type of person that, like, that love language is physical touch or anything, maybe the other person's love language is quality time. Just go spend time with them, you know? So I just really am a strong advocate for mental health and just for keeping yourself up, keeping yourself in place, not allowing negative connotations, negative energy, negative opinions, negative pressure come into my life, come into your life, because there's no good in that. Only positive pressure, only positive energy, only positive connotations, only positive affirmations, and beautiful words, and beautiful blessings, and beautiful energy, and uplifting elevations are coming into your life, because I know that's happening for me and it should happen for you, because I deserve it and you deserve it as well. So never let anyone knock you down. Just let them watch from the outside. Okay? Yeah. All I know is that BB is about to go up and up and up and up and up on the charts. It's going to reach so many beautiful people out in this world. And I'm just super excited for what's to come for BB. I'm super excited for what's to come for Seamless. I'm super excited to see what's to come for Samira. I'm super excited to see what's to come in my life path for 2023. And beautiful things are executing. Beautiful things are already in the works. 2023 has been amazing. 2023 has been lucrative. 2023 has been strong. 2023 has been flexible. 2023 has been money bags. 2023 has been sales. 2023 has been voice activated by BB. 2023 has been brilliant, beautiful, successful, loving, kind, peaceful, balanced, amazing, danceful. I don't know, y'all. I'm dancing. I just know. 2023 is amazing. I haven't figured out my word for 2023 yet, but all I know is that it's going to be life-changing in the best way possible. I love you all so, 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 so much. Thank you for tuning in to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. I thoroughly enjoy recording every episode a week, and I'm super excited to reach the 60th episode, wait, the 50th episode, the 60th episode, the 100th episode. I'm extremely blessed. I'm so proud of myself for being vulnerable and starting this damn podcast and sharing my voice and sharing experiences along the way and just being myself, being my most authentic self, sharing my voice, having other people share their experiences and sharing their voice. It's just so beautiful, and I am so happy and excited that I had the platform for that. Be sure to come to next week's episode, the last episode of 2022 for BB. It's going to be a great one. I love you all so much. Thank you all for the constant, constant, constant support. Just know that 2023 is going to be so freaking beautiful. We're going to have some amazing guests on this podcast. We're going to have some amazing conversations. We're going to have so many life-changing, shifting moments. It's going to be brilliant. Be sure to follow Breaking Barriers on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to follow my main page, SamiraBia143, on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and to follow Seamless by Sammy on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest as well. I love you all, beautiful humans, so, 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 so much. Don't let the pressure of yourself or outside opinions affect what the fuck you want to do and what the fuck you got going on. Okay? I love you. I'm here for you. Go do amazing things. Go break those barriers. And we gotta find a quote. I haven't done a quote in a while. But go do what you want to do. Pursue what you want to pursue and get after it. Because you never know what can happen, what can come along the way, who you're gonna meet, what type of people you're gonna be introduced to. You never know. It could literally be a life-changing moment. You can be the love of your life. You can be an amazing business partner. You can be some investors. I'm speaking to myself, okay? Listen. All I know is that I am about to walk into the most beautiful, peaceful, balanced, successful life that I genuinely deserve, and you should too. Okay, period. I like both of these. Stop chasing happiness, start creating it, or we can do, the world puts enough pressure on you. You do not have to choose to add more to yourself. There you go. There you go. There's your quote. I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning into another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. Be blessed. I love you. And goodbye. Peace.